From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Governor Rick Scott was in Fort Myers this morning, highlighting job growth at the cancer genetic testing services company NeoGenomic Laboratories. WGCU's John Davis reports Governor Scott also addressed his recently announced hospital profit-sharing proposal to help healthcare providers cope with the projected loss of the federal low-income pool program.
Governor Rick Scott recognized NeoGenomics Laboratories CEO Doug Van Oort with the Governor's Business Ambassador Award. Van Oort says NeoGenomics is one of the fastest-growing laboratory companies in the country.
Today, over half of our company's workforce is Floridian. As we've grown, we've expanded our workforce in Florida. In fact, during the Governor's time in office, we've grown from over 110 Florida employees to over 230.
Governor Scott also talked about his proposal to help Florida hospitals cope with the loss of billions of federal dollars in compensation for indigent care if the federal government does not extend the low-income pool program. The LIP program is scheduled to expire June 30th. He compares his idea to Major League Baseball.
You know, like baseball, you have the bigger market cities share with those small market cities. We have our hospitals made $3.7 billion last year. Around the state, and is there a way that they could help other hospitals that are struggling, that might lose money because of what the Obama administration's doing?
Scott says he told Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell last week that not giving an answer on extending the LIP program is the same as saying no, and that Florida officials will need an answer soon as they prepare to head into a June special session to hammer out a budget for the new fiscal year, which begins July 1st. John Davis, WGCU News.